This week, the Stanley Cup Finals coincide with what's already one of Lower Broadway's busiest times of the year, the CMA Music Festival. But Predators, festival, and city officials aren't worried. They have a plan. In fact, they say they've been fantasizing about this precise scenario for almost 2 years. WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports.
More than 100,000 people are expected downtown on Sunday when the Predators host what could be the decisive game of the Stanley Cup Finals in Bridgestone Arena. At the same time, the CMA Festival will be holding its closing concert across the river in Nissan Stadium. Holding two major events simultaneously will be tough logistically, but Butch Spearden of the Nashville Convention and Visitors Corporation is excited about the buzz it'll create.
This is an incredible opportunity. We have all been talking about what if and when this happens, how good would it be?
Tourism, Predators, and CMA officials say those discussions began before Nashville hosted the NHL All-Star Game in January 2016. To accommodate CMA Festival, the Predators plan to shift their watch party for Game 5 away from Lower Broadway. Meanwhile, CMA officials say they have left Ascend Amphitheater open on Sunday night, so it'll be available for Preds fans. Officials say holding both events won't raise any unusual safety concerns. More than 250,000 people have turned out for 4th of July fireworks in years past. But if they're successful, it might convince the NHL to hold more events in Nashville, including perhaps a showcase game outdoors. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.